will not rest until we locate these two swimmers.
Mass shooting at a grocery store outside Little Rock, Arkansas. This former cop was there.
We secured the building inside, and we had a lot of people that ran into the store crying and screaming.
Three dead and at least 10 wounded, including two police officers. The suspect was also wounded. He's in custody. No word on motive. Justin Timberlake held a concert in Chicago last night, just days after his arrest on drunk driving charges. To this fan...
People make mistakes, and no one's condoning the alleged drinking and driving, of course.
Timberlake told fans at that Chicago concert he's had a tough week. He thanked them for supporting him. The 43-year-old pop star was arrested in New York Tuesday for running a stop sign and failing to stay on the right side of the road. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, more and more UW-Madison students are interested in learning about public policy and sinkholes. Why? We'll find out. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Good day to be indigenous. Get up!
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. Hidden cut, baby.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They are going to become more repressive. Because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discussed local. I thought I was going to get through a whole show without making a mistake, Haley.
It's okay.
We discussed local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This segment of Native Roots Radio is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count. Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative focused on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first 3 years of life.
Yeah, well, here at Native Roots Radio, we're always, always, always excited to be partnering with Little Moments Count. And, you know, we host conversations focused on early childhood development, which is so, so important. And we bring guests on the monthly and to talk about how they view the role of early childhood and development and creating bright futures and strong communities. And, boy, that's what we're all about. And we have our friend Barb Fabre, CEO of Indigenous Visioning, and a good friend, and has been on the show many times. We're so happy to have you on again, Barb. Welcome.
Bonjour. good to see you too, as well. How are you on Juneteenth?
Yes, happy Juneteenth. We're doing well. I'm glad you brought that up. It's something that we support our BIPOC relatives in celebrating, and it's a national holiday in some states, and I know in the state of Minnesota recognizes Juneteenth in a good way, Haley.
Yeah, it's really cool. So always want to support our BIPOC relatives, and especially our Afro-Indigenous relatives.
You know, we haven't had you on in a long time, and we're excited, Barb, to have you on. And I'm excited to be a Facebook friend of yours, too, so I can kind of spy on you. Good one. Hey, can you provide an overview of Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative, IPLI, and its primary goals, and remind our listening audience all over Turtle Island?
Sure. So Indigenous Visioning and All Nations Rise partnered with the National Parent Leadership Initiative a few years ago, and they gave us permission to indigenize it for our tribal communities. And so, as you know, I've been on here before, and just like Little Moments Count, you know, we want to support the parents and their information around child development, brain development, empower their voice, because often, you know, policies and systems are set up, you know, without the parent voice at the table. And our graduates from the Indigenous Parent Leadership, my goodness, they're just wonderful change agents for their family and their tribal communities. So it's been pretty awesome. We've done cohorts 1 and 2. We'll have cohorts 3 and 4, and that's on the White Earth Reservation. So we have parents from White Earth, from all backgrounds and experiences, and they're just doing amazing work. I'm just so proud of them. So, and we're starting again cohort 3 this fall. So we're gearing for that.
Wow, that's totally exciting. I didn't realize it's only 3. We've amplified this and talked about this for a couple of years. So that's exciting that we've been kind of around for the ground floor of this great initiative you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we've had maybe one or two of our graduates, and as well as our project manager, Beth Ann Dodds. And then we also had our co-director of that is Chris Manning. I believe she was on too. And they just, you know, wanted to share about what a wonderful opportunity. It's a 23-week course. So it's, you know, there's a commitment on the parents, and it's like 5 hours a week, and they learn about child development. They learn about how systems affect them and their family. And they kind of, you know, tune up their leadership skills, and their one of the courses is I over E, which is intellect over emotion. I mean, how many times have you gone, you know, been somewhere like in a tribal council meeting or somewhere and parents are, you know, they try to get their point across and, you know, their emotion takes over and their point, you know, is lost in tears or, you know, anger. And this has just like, boom, turned them right around and they are amazing. I've heard them all speak and they're just amazing.
That's some training that we all as tribal members could use. Ho!
Yeah.
I know from my other job, I've experienced it from my own self too. So to have those tools in the toolbox and kind of know the correct way and the good way to do things, it just amplifies and helps. I know it helps me, and I'm sure it helps the learners and the people in your program to maneuver it in a good way and be heard instead of people thinking that I'm an emotional mess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been on school board and I used to work with Indian Child Welfare. So, you know, in the court or whether it's before the board and I've been in tribal council meetings, you know, they're so passionate about what they came, but the point gets lost. And now the graduates are just amazing. They're on local, state, and national panels and associations. One is on the national SNAP agency. I mean, it's just amazing. They're just advocates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. There's a couple of curriculum models. Do you care to talk a little bit about them?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're going to bring in the Children's Indigenous Children's Leadership Initiative. It's another program that the National Parent Leadership Institute has. And so we're going to indigenize that and bring it back. And of course, Dr. Anton Troyer helped us create the cultural foundation that we paired. So we paired an indigenous curriculum with for the Ojibwe and a westernized civic curriculum. So we married them, and that's how IPLI, Indigenous Parent Leadership, came about. And now we're going to do that with Children's Leadership Initiative. And then just recently, we went into a partnership with the Anna E. Casey Foundation. And they are supporting our alumni to keep them going after graduate, and they're, you know, support them in their community projects. And then they're also interested in partnering with us to create a Indigenous Youth Leadership Initiative. So that's in the works.
Wow, that's exciting stuff. And I just applaud you because you're doing it in a good heart and a good way, and people obviously see that and support you, so you can support the community. I got a quick question before we end the segment here, but the recent developments and achievements, can you share about the Children's and Youth Leadership Initiatives?
Well, they're for the young groups, and I know we're going to go on break here, but yeah, that's for ages 5 through 12, I believe. So, and then the youth one will be, you know, probably around 13 on up to 20. We don't know, but I'm so excited to partner with local programs to help develop that.
Cool. We'll talk more about that. Hey, we're with Barb Fabre, CEO of a founder of Indigenous Visioning at All Nations Rise. We'll be right back after this short break.
93.5 The Tap.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business.
Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Charisse Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This segment of Native Roots Radio is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count. For more information, you can visit littlemomentscount.org.
You know, Haley, nearly 80% of brain growth happens in the first 1,000 days in small moments of interaction, like talking, playing, reading, and singing help create the pathways that builds a child's brain during the early stage of life. And hey, we're here with Barb Fabre, CEO of Indigenous Visioning, and we are just talking a little bit about Indigenous Parent Leadership Initiative, and we're always really excited. Before I get into a question, Barb, I think a lot about your other things that you do, like those packages that you send out. And boy, I'd really like to have you come back and just talk about that on one show. And those are game-changing things that you and your organization and people you partner with just really, really make things happen.
Miigwech. Yes, we're so excited about Indigivox, and that's for early childhood classrooms up to grade 3. And then our Indigenous family, friends, and neighbor network across the state of Minnesota. It's informal childcare. We want to support kids and families wherever they are.
And like I've always said too, it's really good not only for the young ones, but the family that opens up those boxes with them. And I could use one of those boxes about right now, Haley.
Yeah, really good information and tools in there that are Indigenous specifically to our Indigenous families.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Barb, you're a mover and a shaker. And again, that's why I'm kind of creeping on you on Facebook and watching all the stuff you're doing.
Ditto.
There was ditto again. Cool. Hey, you know, let's get into how has the partnership with Anne E. Casey Foundation impact the IPLI, and especially in supporting alumni, which is important, and parents?
Right. Well, after graduation, you know, the graduates, they can do a community project to use their skill. And so that community project is whatever their passion is. And we give them a little bit of funding, $500 towards their project. And so there's been some pretty amazing projects that come out of there. And so then when we met with Annie E. Casey, you know, they came up and visited us, and they just absolutely fell in love with the IPLI and everything. And they met the parents. So the graduates really had an effect on them, that where they wanted to support them after graduation, so that they weren't just, you know, left. So they gave us funding to support our alumni and keep that going. And so the goal is just to, you know, graduate multiple cohorts. So just imagine what multiple cohorts of parents, advocate parents in a tribal community. It's beautiful, and we're getting there. And I know other tribes have contacted us. We've been in discussion with the National Parent Leadership Initiative, how to increase capacity and take it to other communities. So we're in those discussions now because, you know, our graduates, and I'm going to quote, one of our graduates said, "This is magic, and it's bigger than all of us." And so when you have a male Indigenous man saying that, you know, you got something pretty special. And they're, each one of them is pretty special.
Well, it's brilliant to keep in touch with the alumni and supporting the alumni, because a lot of times that comes back tenfold too. And that's where our leaders come from. We, you know, I know at my age, I'm looking for the next leaders to take over the things that I'm doing, whether it's family or young ones that, whether it's radio or whatever, to carry on in a good fashion. So alumni are so important.
Absolutely. You know, and then to bring, you know, even start that with children, start the leadership and the cultural foundation with them, and all the way up to, you know, 20 years old, you know, we're going to be changing cycles. We're breaking the cycle. And I think that is probably what keeps us going. You know, is just knowing that this is going to be an impact. We are reversing historical trauma, and, you know, and then to have our tribes help lead. We support tribes to lead any initiative we have in our communities. So getting tribal councils on board and to understand what IPLI is. Because, right, they'll be, you know, I foresee many of these graduates running for different, you know, political offices because they're that passionate now. Now that they have the skills and seeing what they can do. Yeah, I'm excited.
That is exciting. And, you know, tell us about the grant that the Minnesota Department of Health, and how will that help civic engagement with, like, Red Lake and White Earth communities?
Well, like I said, we hope to expand this. We did write for the Community Solutions Grant through MDH and received it. We received partial funding because they were, you know, the request, a lot of people applied for it. So they had way more requests than they did dollars. So they funded what they could, and we're just grateful we got partial funding. So now, you know, we've had to chase the dollar and try to find additional dollars just to keep it going. But we're confident we'll get that. We've got support from, you know, Northwest Foundation, we applied to Blandon and a couple other ones, but, you know, and Annie E. Casey, we're in discussion with Casey Family Programs, the state of Minnesota. So we're confident it's going to get there. It's just doing the capacity building is what's taken a little bit more time than we anticipated.
Yeah, I can imagine. You know, can you tell us some of the most rewarding experiences and success stories that you've had participating in IPLI?
Well, I think the graduates, you know, they've been on NPR several times. They've been, you know, interviewed, and many of them are on several advisory boards and committees, like I said, but it's them, you know, just taking leadership roles has been my most rewarding thing out of it. And just watching them, and they're like kids, you know, I'm like the big auntie, and it's just wonderful to see them. We recently had another graduate, and I hired one of the graduates is working with us on Indigivox. And we're, you know, hoping we wish we could hire them all and we had funding because they are such big advocates. But I think, you know, when, you know, Beth Ann and Chris, they work with the parents and they survey them a lot. And so reading the responses from the parents themselves, what comes, you know, out of them and what they think of it is probably the success stories. You know, it's not anything we did or, you know, that it's just what they're coming out on the other side as true child advocates for their family and their community. It's just beautiful.
That is beautiful, and we're all about community. We only have like a minute or two left, but I mean, you've been a lifelong child advocate and a community leader. You know, what kind of advice do you have for parents looking to become more involved and effective leaders in their communities?
Well, there's more and more leadership initiatives happening, you know, and I just tell people, you know, get involved, go to your school board meetings and just listen. Get to know what that's about, because it affects your children. Same thing with community councils or any community committee. Get involved, I think. And search out, if you feel you want to tune up your leadership skills, you know, there are, like I said, more and more coming out. But just get involved, and it's so rewarding. But if you need skills, definitely. If you don't feel comfortable with public speaking, definitely look at those leadership skills.
Well, Barb, I want to give a big peenie-geegie thank you for coming on. And really, it's always nice to talk about the positive work that you're doing in our community. And it's like a little pebble thrown in a pond, and it's reaching all these other Native people and really making the whole society better. Hey, Haley, can you give out a quick shout out to how people can listen to this again? And
yeah, of course. So this half of the show has been we really appreciate Little Moments Count and their support. You can hear a recording of this show at littlemomentscount.org/podcasts. And for any more information, you can visit their website at littlemomentscount.org.
Barb, thank you so much. How can we get a hold of you? You want to give out your Facebook and email?
Sure. Miigwech, I'm glad to be here, and thank you for asking me on and for Little Moments Count. And you can reach us at allnationsrise.com or indigenousvisioning.com, and reach out to us.
Wow. Thank you so much again, Barb. We got to have you on and talk about those indigenous boxes. Just a game changer. And maybe we can get some adult ones out there in the community. Oh, wow. Right on. Thanks, Barb. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. 100 million Americans are waking up under some kind of heat advisory today.
Record high temperatures extend west into portions of Pennsylvania. If you head into the middle of the country, Peoria will near a record today, and we will see more record highs into the south as next week begins.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson, and if you're hoping to flee the heat with a foreign holiday, well, much of southern Europe's under heat warnings, too. In the waters off Queens, New York, the search continues for two teenage boys who disappeared in a wave at a beach under a no-swimming warning. Kaz Daughtry is with the New York Police Department.
The currents are extremely, extremely rough. The divers had to come out of the water because the current was extremely dangerous. It was too rough for them.
At a grocery store outside Little Rock, Arkansas yesterday.
It's like you see on TV. Pow, 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 pow. Shotguns and small arms fire.
Three dead, at least 10 wounded, including two responding officers. The suspect was also wounded. He's under arrest. No word on motive. CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers lose again in San Diego.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing 9-5 to the Padres. On Thursday night, the Padres' hero was second baseman Jake Cronenworth with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth. On Friday, Cronenworth was a one-man scoring machine, going 5-for-5 against Brewers pitching, scoring four runs with two more runs batted in.
Towards the gap in right center field. That ball is back, and it's going to be off the bottom of the wall. First five-hit game of his career for Jake Cronenworth.
So San Diego has won the first two of the four-game series. Game three coming up tonight on Fox TV nationwide. The first pitch at 6:15. NFL, several Packers players in New Berlin, Wisconsin today to participate in a cornhole beanbag toss tournament for charity. A.J. Dillon, defensive back Carrington Valentine, will compete with another half dozen players from around the NFL. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll see a high near 73 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy and lows in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, we clear things out for Sunday, a high near 78. And for Monday, sunshine and highs near 84.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Sometimes our healthcare system can feel impersonal. Who can help my healthcare team understand what is important to me? Who can connect me with community services and health resources?
Community health representatives can. Community health representatives, or CHRs, live and work in our community, so they understand your unique health needs and can break down the barriers that get between you and the quality care you deserve. Want to learn more? See all the good community health representatives do at dhs.wisconsin.gov/CHR.
You probably already know that Rosetta Stone is one of the best ways to learn a language. But did you also know that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership to all 25 of their languages? You can dabble in French, try German, learn Japanese or Swedish, and then prepare for all your upcoming travels using Rosetta Stone. And right now, you can get 50% off Rosetta Stone's lifetime unlimited subscription. Visit rosettastone.com/radio today to purchase, and then you can learn for life. That's rosettastone.com/radio.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas and Wisconsinology website creator, director, and producer Frank Anderson joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native Concrete and Masonry, working together with clients to design, perform, create, and accomplish. Check out their work at nativeconcretemasonry.com.
Hey, you know, I want to get back to wishing everybody a happy Juneteenth. And, you know, Haley, this is like the first holiday, U.S. holiday, that's illegal to teach in about 15 states. So,
yeah, I saw that.
You know,
isn't that just absolutely wild?
Yeah, we're in the upside down world at many turns in our driving down the street of happy destiny. It's crazy. Again, I never thought I'd see. Well, you know, I wanted to say this years ago when the Gulf War happened, and you must have been little teeny when that happened the first time. I couldn't believe how people were celebrating that, but you know, the good thing out of the whole deal was they were celebrating also our military, which my experience prior to that was the Vietnam War, and. You know, the Vietnam War was a total cluster, and protesting and students, and President Johnson didn't run again, and just 1968 was crazy, Democratic convention. I was, you know, I always talk to when Wendy and I talk about how crazy like it was during George Floyd or the pandemic. I was like, well, nothing was crazier than 1968. You know, you had Martin Luther King killed, assassinated, Bobby mm-hmm. Kennedy assassinated, the mm-hmm. convention, the war was raging in Vietnam, and people were moving to Canada to not be drafted, because that war too, Haley, was you could be drafted if you were not in college, and if you said you were homosexual, they wouldn't draft you either. But that's a class war. If you're going to college and you're just drafting people that aren't into college, it's like, what the?
Yeah. And I think, you know, it just reminds me of all the protesting and stuff at the college campuses that took place, you know, within the past couple months mm-hmm. all around Turtle Island for, you know, for Palestine and to cease fire. And it's just, you know, we look back at these important dates and all of these things that, you know, luckily were ended, such as slavery. I mean, you look back at the dates and it really didn't happen all this long ago. So it's amazing to see how far we've come, but yet still need to go a long ways.
Yeah, definitely. And it's we just got to keep on talking and talking in a good way.
Yep.
You know, about things that that matter to us, and steady she goes. I just don't believe a lot of the things that are going on in mass media. And when they talk about how close things are, we definitely need to be vigilant. But, you know, in order for the press to work and to make money, they have to say things are closer than they are. They have to give Trump, normalize everything that he's saying. And it's crazy. It's totally crazy. Again, it's funny. I've joked with a couple of our guests over the year. It's that there was a guy running for president, and there was a picture of him on a boat with somebody, you know, taking a picture with him that wasn't his wife. And that was the end of his presidency. Wow. You know, that's how the moral compass in a sense has really changed. And you know, this fake billionaire that was a TV star has people really, really engaged. And it's scary because it's not a religious war. It's people about power, and people think they're losing power. They're going to jump on.
The power ship. And money.
Yeah. But they're going to jump on the ship. You know, it's like Trump's for 1% of the people, if that. And just the rich people, but they don't seem to care or understand that because they feel like they're losing power. So it's a weird world we live in. But you know, vote early and take your friends to the polls and
learn the correct history.
Yeah, well, and I think we preach to the choir here on Native Roots Radio. It's just that I feel like there's so much down news that I'd like to snap out and say, hey, we outnumber them. We beat them by 8 million votes last time and 3 million the other time with Hillary. And we just need to engage and keep our people moving, because there's not going to be any change that we'd like as progressive people if we don't have people in office that can move the dial. And definitely Trump and all those Trumpsters aren't going to be doing that.
No.
No. Exactly.
That's all I got to say about those Trumpers. That's right just on. Nothing.
Well, yeah, so I didn't mean to get dark there, because we like to keep things positive here, too. And we have Bob Blake coming on later in the show. And Haley, you got a few things. I want to say this, is that if you want to meet Haley in person, she's going to be at the Four Sisters Market at running Native Roots Trading Post.
Yeah, come out and get some T-shirts. We have hats, hoodies. Books. What's your favorite T-shirt that we currently have? I gotta say, mine's probably the Purple Rain dancer one.
Yeah, I designed that one, and I appreciate that. And I like the one that looks like Pink Floyd. It's on a black T-shirt, and it's instead mm-hmm. of it has a teepee right in the middle of it, so you have to really kind of look at it. It's really subtle and very cool. That was our number one seller at the State Fair.
It was. And I remember just being in community and like not even knowing some of these people. And they were just wearing, you know, those Pink Floyd teepee hats. And I'm like, hey, I know where you got that. That's Native Roots Trading Post.
We'll have those there.
Yes, we will.
Yeah, definitely. So and what What I like too is we'll have a couple books. People buy books too, and we'll have American Indian Movement, a Pictorial History. That's a really big book. And of course, the new book, we'll have one or two of those. That the book about Minnesota's removal of Ho-Chunk. And then our uncle, Uncle Clyde's biography, Clyde was a good friend of ours, Clyde Belcourt, founder of Native American movement,
American Indian movement.
And, and it spent a lot of time with him in his last years of his life, and got to go to Wounded Knee with him and see him really in action, and we'll miss him. And but he has a book, and he'd tell stories, and it was like right out of the book. So there was definitely consistency.
Yeah, Clyde's a great one. So the farmers markets, we're talking about the Four Sisters Farmers Market. It's filled with vendors. It happens every Thursday on 1414 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis. This is a program put on by NACD, Native American Community Development Institute, one of our really amazing sponsors who does so much great work in the community. Some of the vendors that will be there tomorrow along the American Indian Cultural Corridor will be the Minneapolis Fire Department. So David Carson, one of our good friends and recognized community members, will be there, I'm sure. Native Youth Arts Collective, Standing Bear Designs, Indigenous Beauty, Make Voting a Tradition will be tabling. So always good to chat with those guys, and Jolene Jones. And then the Four Sisters Farmers Market will also be doing an artist in residence with Natchez Bolio. So come celebrate the summer solstice. That's what this week's theme, which is really cool, the summer solstice. And they're going to be doing some art projects. So it'll be going on from 10 to 3 p.m., and that's every Thursday.
Absolutely. And come out and meet Haley, and I'll be around lurking around with my sunglasses on, so you may be able to catch me walking through.
Always. I feel like we try to get there almost every week.
Exactly. Hey, I just want to say, too, a big shout-out. One of my all-time favorite baseball players, Willie Mays, passed away. And I just want to bring that up because I'm a huge baseball fan. And, Babe Ruth, I believe, was the greatest baseball player of all time, only because he pitched, too. He could have been a Hall of Famer as a pitcher along with 714 home runs, but many people believe Willie Mays was the greatest player of all time because he was a five-tool player, throwing, running, catching, hitting.
Yeah, it's always hard when we lose, those really amazing legends. I want to give a shout-out to one of our good friends. Probably, you've known her a lot longer. Madonna Thunderhawk's birthday was yesterday. who is the matriarch warrior, matriarch leader for Warrior Women's Project. And we actually just had her on last month. So if you want to hear part of that interview with Madonna Thunderhawk, that would be from May 20th.
Yeah. And, like I was talking about Willie Mays, and Madonna's getting up there in years too. Like I always joke that I saw her when she was 79 years old on a horse at Wounded Knee. And I was just going, the heck?
Yeah, just amazing, amazing woman.
I'm 63 and I don't want to even get on a bike because I don't know what's going to happen, let alone a human horse.
Right. I know. Human. And we have birthdays coming up in our family, too. So a big Ho-Chaney Hump, Kay Baskay, happy birthday to our relatives, my brother, and your twin daughters, Jelaine and Jaleesa.
Yes, their birthdays are coming up, too. Definitely really excited. And we have grandchildren coming, so really, really pumped up for that. And I got to clean that office out, Haley. You got to come over and help me. I'll pay you.
I could do that. anything for those, anything for those grandkids. And I'm so excited to be an auntie.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and it takes a village too. And so we'll be definitely, checking out and hanging out and. I plan on doing a lot of singing to the new twins.
Yeah, do you think they'll like that?
Well, I have perfect pitch, so everybody likes that, Haley.
Darn. Okay, I believe you. He's telling the truth, you guys.
Yeah. Well, cool. Hey, we got Bob Blake up next.
And, yes, we do.
We love talking to him, and it's a lot of positive energy right there. So, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio's what day is it? Wednesday. Wednesday's edition of I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1. U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh.
Howl.
Oh. Hey, we have our friend Bob Blake, with the Solar Bear, with the Solar News, and also CEO of a nonprofit Native Sun. Good to see you, Bob.
Good to see all of you. Robert, I've got some really cool news here for the state of Minnesota. It looks like this license plate for solar, for Pollard. Okay, so There's a Pollard Nader-friendly solar act, and what's going to be a part of this is solar panels are on top of these pollinator-friendly, like, solar farms. You know, you would see all the solar panels out there in the field, okay? Mm-hmm. Underneath those solar panels is, like, pollinator-friendly, like, you know, plants, right? Mm-hmm. That are good for the bees. Here's the thing, everyone listening to the show right now. The bees love solar because the solar heats up and then they can, like, you know, go and create their beehives and, you know, do their stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What bees do. But the point is that the panels are above these pollinator friendly, like, you know, prairies. Yeah. And then the bees can go out there, you know, create more pollinator friendly plants for us. So, you know, we can breathe oxygen and stuff like that. I mean, I don't know,
and eat fruit,
and, you know, we can live as human beings.
Right.
So the bees really love solar. Now get this, the state of Minnesota is going to come out with a license plate now that contributes X amount of dollars, folks, that you now can put on the back of your, or you can put on your vehicle as your license plate. And it's just like the other kind of habitat for Minnesota license plate. You know, there's X amount of dollars that go into these funds. But I think this is really smart because this supports, you know, the pollinator friendly habitat spaces for bees and such birds and it combines it with solar energy, which can produce clean energy for our community. So I really love this, and I think it's awesome. I know I'll be getting one of these license plates when they emerge.
Hey, Bob, but can we get a t-shirt that says bees love solar, and then, like, have a bee carrying a solar panel or something?
I think that would be a great idea. And you know where we should sell it at? The Native Roots Trading Post. That would be my opinion.
Yeah. Where's my applause button there? Yeah.
Well, another thing happening, Robert, in the world of renewable energy, data centers. Data centers are going to be placed in the Northern Plains here. And this is looking like a great area for them because it's going to be cool, you know, when it's in the wintertime for them. And they require a lot of energy. But these companies, Microsoft, Google, and Apple, want to use renewable energy. So tribal nations out there, this is a great time, to sell power to these folks. But the other piece about this is just that this is just a great place for it. So just to let you know that that's going to be a really big issue coming in the future, and data centers are going to be placed. And there is the one down there by Prairie Island that's being put together right now from, I think it's Google or Microsoft are putting it down there in Red Wing.
That's cool. Yeah. That's big for whoever's has a empty building and they, especially one of the nations, and put these in there and keep them cool and make some money.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think this is going to be really huge. And this was my idea, Robert, in getting the Tribal Energy Advisory Board piece of legislation passed in the state of Minnesota. So, you know, this can act as an advocate for a lot of what's going to be happening here in the future. That was Bob Blake's big idea here, you know, to have this advocacy piece at the state legislation, at the state, so they could advocate on behalf of tribes, or, you know, transmission building, data centers. You know, I mean, we know we have the Public Utilities Commission, but we really do need a Tribal Utilities Commission after all these tribes start creating their own utilities, and this could be that voice. So trying to think ahead, you know, that's the concept because you're seeing all these things happen. And some other news, Robert, 96 degrees today. It's going to get hotter in Bangor, Maine. This is like Bangor, Maine, Robert, hit 96 today. Nice. Yeah, that's way up there to the northeast side there. So they have like a heat dome over them right now. New York, Robert, I know you go out to New York a lot with Wendy.
Yep.
And so there's a big heat dome over that area. But that's crazy. So they broke their all-time record today. So, folks, and there's some wildfires that are happening out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know, we really need to take climate change serious.
Definitely. And they were saying that, Robert, that up north, northern, northeast of the United States with that dome, that's the hottest it's ever been recorded in June. And it's right off the ocean. So I think it's way up there just forever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, I mean, you know, we really need to get on renewable energy to reduce our carbon footprint. And this is by getting renewable energy, doing what Solar Bear has been talking about, Robert, for the last 5-6 years. We've been doing this, Robert, together.
Yeah.
Screaming from the top of the mountain, but we really need to do this. And yes, the Solar Bear will be up at the Red Lake Power during 4th of July weekend. We will have the Mustang Mach-E out there for everybody to check out. We'll have giveaways, Robert, Native Sun hats, Native Sun swag. And then we're going to be raffling off a few things for folks to participate in a drawing. But come and see the Native Sun Mustang Mach-E that we have. And then I think we got a meeting coming up with the Ho-Chunk Nation.
Let's hope so. Let's do it.
That's exciting.
Definitely. So Haley's going to be up there July 4th. Put my name in that drawing, Haley.
Yeah, right. I'll be up there with Representative Heather Keeler. So we'll be on the lookout to do some interviews with some really cool people. Maybe we can come spot you and talk to you, Bob. And I'll definitely wear my Solar Bear hat up there.
Yeah, and come by and get a free Native Sun hat. And I just put in the order today. So I hope they're done, everyone. But I will be speaking. I will be speaking next week at the I will be the keynote speaker for the Wisconsin Tribal Climate Adaptation Concert at the Oneida Events Center or Hotel right there in Green Bay. So I will be the keynote speaker there next Wednesday or something. So come check me out if you all are can. I will be there, be talking to everybody. So really excited to give that keynote speech and be a part of that wonderful event of all the tribal nations talking about it.
Right on. And what is that? Is that the end? Is that the Solar Bear with the Solar News?
Oh, one last event. Next month, I'll be at the Bezos Electric School Bus in Baltimore, Maryland. And we will be talking about getting electric school buses and really pushing that for our kids across the country. And then the month after that, I'll be doing a electric bike ride across the state of Minnesota with folks from Patagonia and Yale and Stanford. So let me know, Robert, if you want to be a part of that and do an interview. We'll get you interviewing all these folks.
Yeah, that sounds great. And Pinigigi, Robert Blake from Red Lake, owner of Solar Bear and CEO of Native Sun, will be back tomorrow. Hey, a big, big Pinigigi. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier. Now.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as I'll be making my way back from the dentist. Will the Novocaine have worn off? It could be fun. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you drop the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Vicki Barker. Chances are pretty good you don't need me to tell you it's hot.
100 million people, almost a third of all Americans, are under some kind of heat.
That's CBS's Lilia Luciano in New York City. This woman is
eating a lot of ice cream, taking lots of showers, and being grateful for air conditioning.
Forecasters warn temperatures will remain high through the weekend. Much of southern Europe is under a heat warning, too, with Italy, Greece, Spain, and Cyprus most affected. New York police, Coast Guard crews, and other agencies searched through the night for two teenaged boys missing from a beach with a no swimming warning up. Kaz Daughtry is with the NYPD.
When officers arrived, they were met by numerous beachgoers that said that there was a wave that came in. The teens tried to jump up to kind of slice the wave. The wave was extremely high and it went on top of them and sucked them over. We think that it might be a riptide, but that's still under investigation.
In Arkansas, 3 dead, at least 10 wounded in a shooting at a grocery store outside Little Rock. More from CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Police say the gunman was also shot and taken into custody. They identified him as 44-year-old Travis Posey and say he'll be charged with 3 counts of capital murder.
No word yet on motive. In the wake of that Supreme Court ruling upholding a ban on domestic abusers owning a gun,
victims' advocates reacted with what one called overwhelming relief. An average of 70 women a month are killed by an intimate partner using a gun. Nearly 1 million American women have been shot or shot at by their partners.
CBS's Jan Crawford. Ahead of next week's presidential debate, the question is mounting, who will be Donald Trump's running mate?
The shortlist is shortening. Sources close to Trump tell CBS News that North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum definitely in the hunt, along with Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, among others. the discussions, as ever, with Trump, fluid.
CBS's Robert Costa. After 2.5 months, American tourist Ryan Watson is back home in Oklahoma after Turks and Caicos authorities loosened their gun control laws. On hand to greet him, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt.
80% of the tourism dollars are from Americans, and so they really needed to back up on this thing.
Watson was detained for having ammunition in his bag. In London... That's the guards at Buckingham Palace playing Taylor Swift's hit Shake It Off yesterday. The London Underground renamed some of its stops in her honor, and Prince William celebrated his 42nd birthday at the